This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. Hello, and welcome to another solo episode. This solo, the intention of the solo, is to realign you to your morning practice, to remind you all the amazing work that you're doing, to re-inspire you to get back into your practice, or to plant the seed to hopefully start meditating. And this has been this newfound energy within me. Nothing excites me more than tapping into that beginner 101 first time meditating energy, because it brings so much into our body, into our awareness, and into our consciousness. And I'll explain all that I mean by that. But I want to start by saying there is a greater difference between 0 minutes of meditation, you not doing any meditation at all, and 3 minutes of meditation, then 3 minutes of meditation and 60 minutes of meditation. So there's a bigger gap if you are a non-meditator and you start meditating for 3 minutes. It's a bigger accomplishment than going from 3 minutes of meditation every day to 60 minutes of meditation. Why? Because you are starting to unwind your nervous system, and just by beginning a conscious practice of breathing and meditation, you are going to create the most profound effects within your body, within your mind, within your life from there. So I hope that's inspiration to anyone who has even fallen off their practice or who has never started a practice, because you guys have the greatest impact. You have the capability of creating the greatest shift by being a beginner. There is a gift in being a beginner. There is a gift in never having done this before and beginning to do it. And that's where the greatest medicine lies. So recently I read a book that I really enjoyed, and it just reignited this fire inside of me to help people get to a meditation practice. And that's what inspired this program that I'm starting officially on the 22nd of April, where I feel I'm literally taking you by the hand and bringing you to your meditation every morning for 4 straight weeks, because sometimes we just need that. Sometimes we need someone that's like, hey, I'm going to hold you accountable and you can do this, and I'm going to help you do this. And I'm going to be that person for anyone who's guided to it. So that is an option. You can check it out on my website. It's available. You're available for signups. We're going to start meeting Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of 4 weeks, starting on the 22nd at 7 o'clock to 7:30. And then on Tuesday, you're going to repeat the Monday meditation. On Thursday, you're going to repeat our live Wednesday meditation. On Saturday and Sunday, you're going to repeat the replay of the Friday meditation. Everything is there for you. It's going to be 20 minutes, and it's going to help you begin to take this first step in changing your life in this way through a meditation practice. So I thought it would be fun to share some yummy information about the impact of meditation, why it's so important, that maybe either we know already and we just need to be reminded, or that we've never heard before. So really cool, zooming out first on a macro level, we just need the critical mass, which is 3.5% of the population, to be meditating in order to see a shift in our world. We don't need every single person getting down into easy pose, rubbing their palms together, and chanting Om Namo Gurudev Namo, although that would be epic. We don't need everyone to do that in order to see an impact on Earth. We actually just need 3.5% of the population. I have to believe we're getting there. Like, we are on our way there, and if you already have a meditation practice, you're already part of that percentage that's making its way to change the world in this way through your morning meditation practice. How freaking epic is that? That is epic. You're part of the first few people, when we look at it in the grand scheme of things, of our population, that's starting to pave the new earth and create the new earth for the collective. So kudos to you. If you did nothing today, if you sat on your couch watching Netflix, but you meditated in the morning, look what you've done for yourself and the collective. It's incredible. And that's honestly, it sounds funny, it sounds like I'm being silly, but that's part of a lot of our job here on Earth, is to be here to do that. And some people, that might be a really big part of their job, and we're doing it. So when we start to practice breath work, we start unraveling the nervous system. And what starts to happen is we're able to release the restriction, the tension, the contraction in our body, and come to this space of expansion, of coming into these upper limits of expansion of ourselves, places that we've never been before. So in order to quiet the minds, we need to be able to, we use our breath work to distract the left side of our mind, the logical, the thinking part of the mind, because what are we doing? We're sitting here and we're giving it a job to do. We're thinking about the breath work. Okay, five breaths in, five breaths out, or one long deep breath in, holds for eight, and one long deep breath out. We're distracting the left mind, and we're allowing ourselves to tap into the right side of the brain, where our creativity lives, where our intuition lives, where our subconscious lives. And we're able to go in and do some really deep work there. And that is a really powerful part of breath work. And what that brings is that slight distraction of the left mind, so we could really dip into all those powerful things that the right side of our mind can help us to access. In our body, we all have energy, and we all have experiences from the past that we hold on to. And we have energy that needs to move so that we can create space to start living and feeling into that new version of ourselves. There's three ways to move energy. One is through sound, one is through breath work, one is through movement. And the great news is, with this practice, we use all three of those things. And that's what makes this practice so powerful. So you can move if you feel like you have a really big emotion or a really big energy in your body that you're holding. You could use any of those three ways to move your energy wherever you are throughout the day. But you can also dip into your practice, and we start with the mantra, which is sound. We go into a little bit of movement, and then we go into breath work, and that helps to really move the energy from the system. What we also do when we breathe is we create more alkaline blood in the body. So if you've practiced breath of fire before, it's a powerful breath which oxygenates the body, and it helps to bring our body into a more even, balanced state. We're bringing in more vitality and health, and you feel it instantly, but there is this greater impact that lasts throughout, beyond your meditation practice. So finding this, a lot of people are like, listen, I can't meditate. I don't know how to meditate. It's too hard for me. Or what am I supposed to feel when I meditate? I want to feel into that space that you talk about. Coming into a meditative space can take months or even years of a dedicated meditation practice. But the good news is, when you start to incorporate those three ways of moving energy, you can access all those forms, and it can help you get to that space more quickly and easily. And I really believe that's why I found this practice when I did, because I desperately needed to distract the left side of my mind that wanted to fill me with a lot of fear and thoughts, and allow me to do something with my body to keep me distracted, do work with my body so that I can then come into that space. So if you've never felt that meditative experience before, you haven't tried this practice, that's some of the benefits that it brings, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. I just feel that no matter what level you are at, this can really help you, because it consists of those three aspects that help us to move energy. There are days where we wake up and we want to meditate, and then there's days where we wake up and we do not want to meditate. The days we don't want to meditate are typically the days where we have so much we need to move through, and those meditations are going to be the most powerful out of any meditations we can do. So it's easy to allow ourselves to be talked out of doing something that's good for us. We can easily distract ourselves with a number of things. We could say, oh, I should really go clean what's in the sink. I should go check my Instagram DMs. I should go take my dog for a walk. We can come up with every excuse. On those days where that voice creeps in, I encourage you to push past it and keep your eye on the long-term goal rather than what's right in front of you. Dig deep in the morning. Think about how you want to feel throughout your day. And typically, meditation is going to help us really connect to that highest version and highest level of ourself. And being able to give ourselves, even if it's 3 minutes in the morning, it changes the entire trajectory of the day. Okay, something else that came up that I really wanted to share about is how there's this thing that is a collective perception. It's like the reality that the collective is choosing to believe in and live by. And as we start to meditate, we start to wake up to the things that are part of this collective reality that are kind of like, yeah, no, that's not going to be part of my reality anymore. I'll give you an example. My dad and I were driving, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, and we drove past a McDonald's. America. And I looked at the McDonald's and I saw a long line in the drive-thru. And I couldn't help but say out loud, oh my God, people still go there? Like, that was not part of my reality. And my dad is probably one of the people that go there, truthfully. And he was like, Erica, what are you talking about? Like, you think everyone eats the food you eat? No one wants the food you eat. It doesn't taste good. Like, that is his reality versus my reality. So there's this collective perception. McDonald's at one time was just part of the norm. But as we start to shift our consciousness, our norm starts to change and we create a new normal. And by creating this new normal within ourselves, it starts to trickle out into the world because we are the world. Each of us make up the collective in the world. And this small percentage of people starts to expand and more people pick up on this. I just had Sabrina from Spring Cafe on the podcast, and she is part of that small percentage that was like, no, we're doing organic foods. We're not doing dyes. We're making sure that we're doing all the things that we know about that is good for our health, and we can't do any of the things. We just can't tolerate the things that aren't. So sometimes our mind can be programmed so deeply into the collective perception, and we could be easily brought back into that being our norm. But when we start to meditate, we activate these supernatural abilities that help us to not be easily programmable. And this is literally science. When we start to meditate, when we start to do breath work, when we start to activate our glands in our head, the pineal and pituitary glands, we start to decalcify those areas and we start to awaken to what's our truth. And what's true for our soul and what's true for our physical body and our health. And we literally become less programmable. And from there, we start to tap into these supernatural abilities and capabilities. Let me tell you about some of them. When I first started meditating, the synchronicities that would come to me were undeniable. Like, it was as if, I don't know what happened. It was like every single butterfly broke out from its cocoon, and that season that I learned meditation, everywhere I would go, there would be like armies of butterflies. Like I literally felt like I came out of my chrysalis and was like, whoa, this is wild. I would see different signs. I would see angel numbers. I would think about someone and I would get a call from them or a text from them. The synchronicities become part of your new normal that you are creating. When you have in your mind something you don't want to do and you're thinking like this is just not aligning, it's not going to happen, then all of a sudden the meeting gets canceled. Not a coincidence. It is the power of your mind. And when you start meditating and when you start really rewiring your brain and using your intention, your thoughts actually become much more powerful and your projection of those thoughts is more powerful. So whatever you think, you start to manifest and you start to do it more quickly because your whole body is in alignment with your energy. There's this theory of split energy where our energy isn't moving in one forward motion. It's being split and then therefore our force, our energy, our projection is weakened. When we are taking time to tune in, to meditate, to bring our body and mind in this space of forward moving energy together in cohesion with one another, it has more power. Our thoughts have more power. So obviously we become more powerful at manifestation because our thoughts are more powerful. And it's really wild to start to see and start to understand and start to really live with, because you start to see yourself as this powerful co-creator and you also start to be unable to be told what to do if it doesn't align with your truth and your soul. You naturally become you, tapped into your truth, tapped into your own essence, tapped into your own unique expression. And by tapping into that and just being that for your family, for your friends, out in society, that's the greatest contribution that you can give to humanity and society at this time. Just by being tapped into your truth, having the courage to be completely you. Without meditation or without this awareness, wherever you find it from, whether it's meditation, whatever it is, your nervous system can be wound up pretty significantly. And when we're in this space of fight or flight, all we want to be is safe. We just want ourselves to be safe. So if that means staying in the job because of the safety, or staying home because we feel safe there, or staying in the relationship because we feel safe there, sometimes safety doesn't actually equal expansion. Very often it may not, because if we are desiring to feel safe, we might be keeping ourselves small. And of course, like, yes, I feel safe in my relationship doesn't mean I have to leave my relationship. I feel safe in my job right now doesn't mean I have to leave my job. But when we're doing it from a scarcity mindset or a fearful mindset, like, oh, I can't do what I really want because that would be risky and that wouldn't be safe, that's where we're contracting ourselves and keeping ourselves small. When we start to use breathwork and meditation, we start to activate this feeling of being safe in our body, feeling safe within where we are in this moment in time, feeling safe into the divine plan and whatever that holds. All of a sudden, we get downloaded with courage. All of a sudden, we feel safe enough within ourselves, just within our own body and our own soul and being here, that we can go out and take the aligned risks. The things that might sound super risky to other people, but something within us is saying we can go for it. And that's also what helps, what meditation helps us with, because when we center our nervous system, we feel safe into our body, our root chakra is secure, and then we could branch out and be like, okay, I'm no longer in survival. I actually think it'd be pretty cool to thrive rather than just survive. What does that look like for me? And can I go deeper into my breath? Can I go deeper into my practice to challenge myself, to feel safe in times of uncertainty? when it feels super aligned. So these are all ways that meditation can really impact us in our day to day and change our lives. And I know, like, oh, it can change your life sounds so much of a hyperbole, but it just does. And if you know, you know. And if you don't know yet, I hope that you have the courage and the self-discipline to just see what it can offer and bring you. So these are some things that I've been really inspired by lately, things that have just re-sparked that light inside of me of what I do, why I do it, because very often it can feel like a solo mission of what I'm doing. I'm not in a big office with a ton of people moving towards one goal. It's me, and I'm grateful. I have Gianna and I have Vinny, who's so supportive in what I'm doing, and friends and you guys. The community is everything. But there are also moments where it can feel like, why am I telling people to meditate? They know they need to meditate, which, you know, isn't true. A lot of people still need to hear this message. Or why do I wake up and meditate every morning? There are moments in the journey that this will come up. And everything I shared here with you today in this podcast were things that just reignited this huge fire inside of me right now as to why I do this, why I share it, why I feel it's important, and why I want to inspire you to keep going and for you to maybe inspire other people to tap in and to try a practice out for themselves. So thank you for being here. I hope that these were inspiring to you. And I hope that if you're guided to, or if you know anyone that basically needs a meditation personal trainer, that is what I'm going to do for the next 4 weeks. And I cannot wait to get into the trenches, hear what's going on in so many beginners' lives and why meditation could be hard for them, and just be able to take whoever needs it, whoever's guided to it there. So I'm so excited. I can't thank you enough. This community means everything to me. Your feedback means everything to me. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate, review, let me know, DM me, tell me what you want to hear more of. Let's go there together. I live for your feedback as inspiration as well. Thank you so much. Thank you for being the light, and I will see you next time. Sat Nam.